powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior. We still in our series, and we go until God said that's enough. Right now, he hasn't said it's enough. So we go on. My Father's business. Number four. My Father's business. Number four. He said, I must be about my Father's business. I ought to be about my Father's business. Number four. When you look at Luke, second chapter, 49 and 50 verse, it said, and he, referring to Jesus, said unto them his parents, how is it that ye sought me? Will ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Look at St. John again, 14 chapter, 5 and the 6th verse. Thomas says unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. There's no other way to get to heaven except by Jesus Christ. God sent Jesus here to get us. He sent Jesus here for us. It was his Father's business. His Father's business. My Father's business. Let us kind of look at what kind of father did Jesus have. What kind of father he has. Let us check the father out, if you will, to see what he's all about. I think we need to know him. Jesus said, my Father and I are one. That's what he said. My Father and I are one. If you love one, you'll love both. If you hate one, you'll hate both. If you obey one, you'll obey both. If you obey one. If you won't obey one, you won't obey both of them. Because they are one. And one thing that we need to know that Jesus is God's word. He is God's word. Everybody said word. He is God, word. He is God, word. Word. He is God, Bible. He is God, word. Y'all got that. He God, word. He God, Bible. He God, Word. But seems like that we have problem out of one of them mostly. But they are one now. Seem like we have a problem out Jesus. The Son. I said seem like. Look like, I don't know, we get around in the society and we can say God, it doesn't mean too much sometimes. When we say God, nobody too much get upset.
All right.
When we say God, because everybody serving some kind of little G God or the big G God. See, it's not but one big G God. That's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And that's the big G God. And it don't trouble folks when they say God too much. Because they think you're talking about their God. They won't get mad with you. They ain't going to say nothing. But the Son, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father, Son, it's a little problem right there. Folks don't like that name. Seem like we ought to go crazy over it, but they don't care nothing about that name. That particular name, that one particular name will get you in a lot of trouble sometimes.
That's right.
Just that name will get you in a lot of trouble. Folks separate themselves from you because of that name. Even the devil, he doth unlove that name no kind of way. He hate God altogether, but show us the name Jesus, his Son. He can't stand that name. Wonder why folks have a problem with that name. It's because God have exalted it above every name. He have exalted that one name above every name. Every name you can come up with, God have exalted this one name above every name. And at this one name, every knee gonna have to bow. Reason the devil hated so bad because this is the only name. I said the only name. The only name that can see to us leaving earth going back to heaven. That's mean he hated so bad. He don't want us to go back where he was sent from. Where God threw him out of. He knows some up there. He know the treasure is up there in heaven. He got messed up. He want everybody else messed up. So he just hate that name. He hate that name. They are one. And when you hate one, you hate the other one. Jesus told the Pharisees, evidently you don't know my Father. If you have known my Father, you'll really know who I am. You see, when you get to know who Jesus is, then you'll know who God is. But Reverend Walker, how are we going to do that? See, the Holy Ghost in us bear witness and tell us they are one. You can't come up with your own say they are one. The Holy Ghost got to be a witness to give you confidence to give you the knowledge that they are one. And Lord have mercy. And this is what the Holy Ghost does, Jesse. It gives you boldness.
All right.
To talk about Jesus. It gives you boldness. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John,
all right,
they perceived that they had been with Jesus. When they see you stand up for right, I'm not talking about junkie right, when you see you stand up for right, holy right, true right, they'll recognize that you don't contact Jesus somewhere. Because it gives you the boldness to witness him anywhere. And that's what we ought to do. We ought to witness our Savior everywhere we go. So we have problem, but they are one, but we have problem with the Son. He the one, God Almighty, that the world can't stand. Ain't that right? And my brothers and sisters, man needs to understand it's no beginning with God. I'm trying to get you to see now. We're looking at the Father for a minute or two, okay? Can y'all bear with me? We checking the Father out a little bit. We check the Father. He said, I must be about my Father's business. Let's check him out. Let's see what kind of Father he is. But not forget, they are one. They are one. Always remember, sometimes I get to thinking myself. Sometimes the world make you think. Who is God? God Almighty. I don't know about you. Sometimes, you know, we get crazy thinking, and we get to thinking, where God come from? Have you ever got on your mind somewhere? Have you ever got by yourself and get to thinking hard? You know you can't come up with nothing, but have you ever got to yourself and said, how God started? That's what man think. Man think it got to be a start somewhere. Look like. Everybody said, look like.
Look like
it's got to be a start. Where did God start from? Who started God? Who started God? Counsel, that's a good question. Way we think, now watch out, the way man think, God somewhere had a start. That's what we think. But always remember this. God started start. Nothing can't start except God allow it to start. This the kind of God we serve. I must be about my Father being. What kind of Father you got? See, oh boy. What no beginning with God? He started beginning. He started everything. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we will never, everybody say never. We will never fully understand God. I mean never. Never. Can't nobody understand God. And I get it, I'm telling you now, I told you I act crazy sometimes, you know, when I get to thinking sometimes, I be by myself. And I have did it many times, but I don't stop now. But some things I do ask. But how look like that ought to be a star? It blow your mind. It means when you get to think about it, it blow your mind. You'll go crazy. We cannot apprehend it. Our little finite mind can't come up with nothing. Our little limited mind can't come up with nothing. God is finite, but we finite. Our little mind can't, it'll bust on before it come up with something. Things like this, where God come from. We can't go and look for God nowhere else. For as God is concerned, there is nowhere else. God Almighty, where else? And I'm got to bring this in here because we in time like the time where men don't got wise now. And I told you on last, they looking for God. Don't be ignorant of that now. Man is looking for God. Man trying to find another way to get to heaven. Man looking for a way that he can go to heaven on his own. He looking for another way. That means he's searching everywhere. He wants to find something else about God that he really never thought he'd never find. He ain't going to find nothing that God don't want him to see. And I told you, he's looking for some more folks somewhere. They so happy. They got a little Sputnik now up on the Mars. And everybody call that just a Sputnik? A Sputnik or a Roebuck or whatever it is now. Traveling the earth. See, what they do, they're looking for some more peoples. Lord, I'm sure. Do you have enough of confidence in God to say what I said? God ain't going to let them find no more peoples nowhere. If there's some more people, I told you last Sunday, they can tear this up. We can just burn this up. If they run into some more people, how they got there? First of all, God said, I made one man, only one in my image. Well, why? You're going to find some somewhere else. Have some confidence in God. They won't find nothing up there. No life nowhere. We got to know who God is. I'm about my Father's business. Well, your Father's business can't nobody handle it but them who trust God. God Almighty. So we need to know about Jesus' Father's business. And I'm glad I'm a part of it myself. And if you've been born again, you're a part of it. Bless his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, so now what no start with God? God doesn't go nowhere looking for nothing. It is God who take nothing and make something. Can't nobody make nothing out of nothing but God. Y'all ain't got that. Y'all ain't got it. Can't nobody make nothing out of nothing but God. Man can't make nothing out of nothing. He got to have something first. Man got to have something to build from. God can make nothing out of nothing. God can create what he wanna, when he wanna, how he wanna. God Almighty. We got to know who God is. His son said, I must be about my Father's business. And my brother and sister, God is the only one by himself. Ain't you no herb? You know ain't no herb now. I got to look at y'all when I say things like that. See the expression on your face sometime. God is the only one by himself. There's no other God beside him. I don't know about y'all. Sometimes preaching, my mind go back. Do it, all go right, back, man. Paul. All right. Don't your mind go back and get to wondering how in the world this can happen? God Almighty, how in the world, where God come from?
All right, Pastor.
It's not but one. It's not but one like him, because he said, I'm the only God, and besides me, there is no other God. I don't have one beside me. Besides me, there is no other God. In other words, God have no co-owners.
I don't have no co-owner. I don't have no vice president, the next vice. I don't have nothing like that. I'm God by myself. I'm God by myself. Lord, I'm with you. I don't need nothing. I don't need nothing. This God talking. I don't need nothing. If I was hungry, I won't ask you for nothing. And you go and read 50 song, the number of 50 song, you'll find out what God was telling the Israelites. He said, y'all bringing that stuff to me. I don't even eat that stuff. Y'all bring your bullock, you bring your blood, all that kind of stuff, and bring it up to the office. I don't eat that stuff. What they were thinking, they think they were feeding God. Bring your bullock. I don't need your bullock. I don't need your blood. I don't suck off that stuff. I don't need nobody. God said, I want your true worship and your true love. I want your true worship. Bringing your stuff to me and dropping it off. I'll see you later, God. No, I want some true worship. I don't need nobody to worship me. I'm still God. Have you ever worshiped me? So he thought he'll paying God off. That way folks are sometimes not. I pay my tithes and my offering. You can't do what you want with your tithes and offering now. God told us to do that. By being honest with him. By being true to him. But I can do without him now. And watch this. God can turn that man around. You stop paying your tithes and your offering. Now that same tithe help other folk bring and go help you buy a biscuit. So God is God by himself. He doesn't need nobody. Y'all know what? I enjoy this. I enjoy talking about the Lord. Y'all see I enjoy it, don't y'all? Boy, he's some mess. He's some kind of God. We need to know who he really is. Who is your father that you must be about his business? God Almighty is no more nothing. Everybody say nothing. Is no more nothing. Watch this now. Or no more nobody that can challenge God. Nobody can threaten God or contest God. He doesn't need nobody. He does what he wants to do and can't nobody stop him. Stop now. Stop right there. Stop. See, I talk too fast sometimes, but now you got to stop and think. Think now. Think now. Think. Can't nobody stop him from doing nothing. Nobody. Can't nobody. The whole world can get together. The 6 billion or 7 billion that they think they got on the earth can get together and go against them and steal or lose. Get on the battlefield and fight him. He just do like this. He just blow it. All of us will be dead. This the kind of God we serve. I'm trying to get your face built up before I go anywhere else. I'm trying. You got to know who you serving. We don't want to believe Jesus, but he said he's doing his father's business. Know who his father is. You ought to know who his father is. If you know Jesus, you ought to know who his father. Hold on, mister. He's some Jesus, boy, I promise you. About my father's business. And my brothers and sisters, it's no outside of God. That's blowing your mind. Everything and everybody is in God. Ain't no outside. God Almighty. Ain't no outside. Everything is inside of God. Ain't no outside. Look at the sun. Just it blow your mind. Just looking at the sun. If you get close to it, it'll set you afire. He stand behind a light. No man can approach that light. They go everywhere else, kind of find some pretty spookness everywhere. I ain't just Downey man now. But he don't recognize God. That's what I'm looking at. Why don't he approach the sun? No. Why, he ain't got nothing hard enough.
That's right.
To contest the sun.
Right.
He don't go that way. He don't send nothing that way. Matter of fact, if you won't go blind quick, just get out there when it shines and just look up at it. I know you have did it. You have gotten and looked at the sun. When you get looking at it a while, look like a little rain going around it. Like a little rain going around it. Keep on looking. You had to go to the eyeglass place. And get your eye checked out. See, nobody can approach him. Nobody. He God by himself, and he need nobody else. I believe, Lord help us, listen to this. I believe that man is looking for God outside of God.
All right.
I believe that now. I believe he's looking for God outside of God.
Yeah, yeah.
He wants to run up on him. Yeah. Boy, he'll have something to talk about. We think we saw a city. You ain't going to see nothing. We saw a golden city. You ain't going to see nothing. I go on record to say this. You can write it down if you want. They won't find nothing alive. Nowhere.
You're right.
I put you on this earth and nowhere else. I didn't tell you to go nowhere else.
That's right.
All the rest of the place, you got to take your own auction. If I want you to go somewhere else, you won't have to take no auction nowhere.
That's right.
I put man on one earth. But he's trying to find what makes. I've been know that they trying to find somebody. But I heard the lady say, it'd be funny if they run up on some company. They're talking about some folks. See, they ain't going to find nothing.
That's right. That's right.
This God, his son, he said, I must be about my father's business. And my brothers and sisters, God knows. Lord help me. Everybody say God knows. God knows his work from the beginning to the ending. He never slumber. He never sleep. He don't even catnap. He don't even take little noise. He don't doze off no kind of way. As I heard Clyde Chapman say one day, he said God don't have to turn and look back for nothing. He already know what back there. See, he knows everything. God knows everything. Our loving God have told us how everything got started and how everything will end up. Now it's up to us to believe the Holy Bible. He told you how everything got started right here. He told you how everything going to end up right here. Why can't we believe this? That's what I'm working on. Why can't we believe this? He the Word of God, ain't he? Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Well, if he the Word of God, well, this God talking right here.
Yeah, that's right.
The Bible said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
That's right.
We beheld his glory. See, he became a man. The Word of God. His real name is Word.
Yeah, right.
His heavenly name is Word. His spiritual name is Word. He is God, Word.
Right.
So now the Word came down here and wrapped himself up in dirt and walked this earth like a natural man. He still had the same power that God had and got it right now.
That's right. Yeah.
Why can't we believe the Word?
Mama.
Why can't we believe it? A God like this, why can't we believe it? He God by himself. He need nobody else. He don't go get no counsel from nobody.
Amen.
Don't nobody give God no advice. He don't meet once a month to talk. Say what we gonna do. Watch this now. Y'all better listen to me. He already got it written how we got started and how we gonna be messing up all the way through there and how we gonna end up.
That's right. That's right.
He already have told us this. We've got to believe the word of God. And my brothers and sisters, all of God's information come from God. I'll say it again. All of God's information come from God. For as God is concerned, man is just like a little bone baby. Watch this now. What do you mean, Reverend Walker? When a little bone baby is just born, what it know? Here you dragging a little baby out the womb, don't know. That's the way man is about God. Man don't know no more than what God tells him. Just like a little baby coming out of womb, don't know nothing. Everything man got, God told him. God gave him knowledge how to be a. God gave him knowledge how to do this. God gave him all that. Knowledge come from God. Right. Not from nobody else, but from God. And I told y'all a few Sundays ago, I believe from the depths of my heart, God have let man reach his peak in his knowledge. God knows I believe. I'm going on record to say, computer as far as he going. Where is he going? That means they ain't turning around on him. He just can't find out how to stay here. I promise you right now, somebody don't know Jesus studying how to stay here. They hate to leave here. They come up with everything. One time they're talking about freezing folks. Michael Jackson said that. He said, I'm going to freeze myself and let me stay in so many years, somebody going to wake me up. Now, who going to wake you? They're trying to come up with everything to outdo God. Nobody can outdo God. He God. The big G God. All of God got to bow down to him. And Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Now watch this. Now I got a few scriptures here if you don't mind. Paul, go to Deuteronomy for me. 32, 39, and the 40th verse. Yeah, we going on now. You get back where we are. Try to tell us to have faith in our son, our big brother, Jesus Christ. He about his Father's business, and he left it to us. Read, Paul.
See, now that I,
God Almighty,
am he.
God Almighty.
And there is no God with me.
Oh, boy, boy.
I kill, and I make alive.
God Almighty.
I wound, and I heal.
God Almighty.
Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
Hold right there, Paul. Y'all see that thing said? Y'all see what it said, don't you? See? I mean, look, see? That eye. Boy, then he stopped. When you get your eye, you better stop. Don't run over that. I, even what? Am he. Oh, if I get a happy thing about that. He the only he. Yes, sir. And there is no God. Lord, y'all see that little G, don't you? Uh-huh. There is no little G God with me. I ain't got a little puppet God around me. I'm God by myself. I don't have a. I kill when I get ready. Right. The doctor, he work on folks. God gave him the knowledge to work on folks. Watch this now. After he get through working on folks, he got to die too. Somebody got that like, Lord have mercy. They're like Miss Rachel. Y'all know me, Rachel. Rachel Young. She told me one day. She said, "I went to the doctor, Reverend Walker, and doctor tell me what wrong with you." I don't know what's wrong with me until you check me out. Just like when you go to the doctor, you don't know what's wrong with you until somebody else check you out. I said, you didn't tell that doctor that. Yes, I did tell him. You don't know what's wrong with you until another doctor check you out, do you? Kill. I kill when I get ready. When your Lord have mercy. When your time up, you get out of here. Y'all ain't paying me no attention. I said, when your time up, you getting out of here. Can't nobody keep you here. He thought. And everything, watch this. Everything he does, he just with it.
All right. That's right.
Can't put him in jail. Come tap the community. Can't nobody call him in court. Kill who you want to kill and take. Now watch this. I'm watching this. Y'all think sometimes folks, you know, they duck and do this, all that. They think they dodge and death. Now, just the mercy of God. Watch this. When God come through with a storm or whatever disaster may come by, God already told death who to take. He already done told death take order from God. If death can kill who you want, you think you'll be sitting there and I'll be standing here? Death know how to do one thing, that's come at you. He take total order from God. Well, if I hadn't done it, if the mercy of God that saved you. I was watching television yesterday. He roared about that long. Somebody else may saw it. Went in the back of a man's head, I mean through his head, and come between his eyes, and still gonna live. Arrow went through a boy's head, through his head, and still live. Wonder why? His time wasn't up. It wasn't no luck. His time wasn't up yet. And sometimes you just barely bump your head, you dead. When your time up, can't nobody keep you here. I don't care how many doctors you don't go to. You go to the hoodoo doctor, I don't care where you go. Can't nobody keep you here when your time is up. God said, I kill when I get ready. He God. We got to know who God is. That's the reason we ought to put our trust in God. Know who he is. God Almighty, all things be working together for good to them that love the Lord. He said, I kill. And not only that, I make alive. Lord have mercy. I wound who I want to wound. God Almighty. Ain't that something y'all? I heal who I want to heal. That's his business. Can't nobody do nothing about it. You can't go. I'm getting mad with God. I heard a lady say years ago, I reckon she got some sense by now, but this lady said, she said, guess what she said, y'all? Mary, she said, I got to pick a bone with God. I said, I don't even want to be around you. Who are you to pick a bone with? Who are you? Who you think you are? He God. He does what he wants, y'all. That means y'all to put your trust in God. If you love God, you're going to love Jesus. If you trust God, you're going to trust Jesus. This is the word of God. So we're just checking out his father. See what his father is saying here. What kind of father he got? He can deliver, and can't nobody deliver you out of his hand. And can't nobody come at you if he got you in your hand. Every devil in hell can't touch you if God got you in his hand. Y'all watch this. You got to watch what God, watch the Bible. Watch this now. The devil wanted to get a hold to Job. But his orders came from God. Go and do what you want. Just don't bother his life. He couldn't touch his life. He can't do what he wants to do. God, the one, fix things like he wanna. Well, Reverend Walker, what you trying to do? I'm trying to build up some of your faith in God. In the word of God. They are one. Trust God. Trust his word. Our job is to bow down to him. He's the one in control of everything. Paul, I want you to go to Isaiah right quick for me. Now, Isaiah 40. And look at 14 through 15. God Almighty. We checking out his father. Y'all don't mind it, do you? I said, do you mind it?
No,
all right, don't go to sleep on me now. He didn't want to woke you up this morning, you know, didn't he?
Amen.
Come on, Paul.
With whom took he counsel?
God Almighty.
And who instructed him?
Lord have mercy.
And who taught him?
God Almighty.
In the path of judgment. And taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding.
Lord have mercy. Now you name somebody. Who we take counsel from? Who instruct God? Who taught God judgment? Who taught him knowledge? Nobody tell God nothing, y'all. Ain't no outside of God. You just got to believe. Let your mind surrender to God. Let your mind get up under God and say, ooh, look up here. This is an awesome God. Man will never fully understand God.
No, sir.
Never. Nobody know all about God but God himself. Even angels don't know all about God. Angels, watch this now. They got to sit up there. Isaiah said he saw him in heaven. Two wings to veil their feet. Two wings to fly. And two wings to cover their faces. Saying holy. Listen, watch it now. Holy. Holy. Why they got to cover their faces? Because they can't look up on him. They can't even look up on him. He's holy. They can't even look upon him. They just praise him. Praise him. Day and night. Praising him. Read, Paul.
Behold.
Behold.
The nations are as a drop of a bucket.
I know you're kidding.
And are counted as the small dust of the balance.
God Almighty.
Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing.
Lord, y'all watch this. Watch this. Behold. The nation, y'all see the big nation right here? Is as a what? A drop. In what? Think now, think. Think. I read that for you. Think. The nations, American, Russia, China, all the nation is a what? Get you a drop of water and drop it in a bucket. You ain't got nothing. That's the way God is. That way man see him. He need to see him like that. God ain't nowhere. Lord have mercy. God ain't nowhere. Just stomping and stomping and scratching his head. Lord, wonder what they're going to do. He already know what you're going to do. He ain't nowhere worrying about nothing. God can't worry. All the things bother God is sin. And he done made a way from that. He don't fix that thing.
That's right.
But when it look, come down to the earth, God is saying the nation just a drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
I let who win who I want to win.
Yes.
If they get to fighting, God just stand back. Well, Russia, you're going to win this time. America, you're going to win this. He let win who he wants to win. Just follow Israel. Read your Bible and follow Old Testament. God let who he want to win the battle. The nation's just a drop in the bucket. And God don't even need no weapon to kill folks. God Almighty. I can win a war without even bringing a gun with me. A sword, I don't need nothing. And kill every one of them.
All right.
That's one time story told, and it wasn't in the Bible. You know, Elijah, you know, Elijah was out getting things out. You know, some kind of way, they went high in the world. They were coming and getting information from wicked king nation and getting over here. But God folks said, how in the world they get that stuff? And somebody said, that old man named Elijah. Elijah ain't go over there.
All right.
And Raymond, but go get him. Go get Elijah. Go bring him here. And Elijah just doing what he's supposed to do. And wasn't worrying about nothing. That's what God wants us to do, y'all. I promise you. All of us come short, but that's what he wants us to do, is just keep all our trust in him. The young man, one of his servants, Elijah's servant, said, Lord, look at yonder. All them soldiers up yonder. Ooh, they coming at us. When it, Elijah, come out here and look. Look at all them folks out there. These soldiers come to kill you. Elijah kept on getting his sermon out for next Sunday. Can I say that, Jesse? No, he said, Lord, open his eyes. Open that young man's eyes. He's still getting his lesson. And God opened his eyes. When he opened that young man's eyes, he saw angels of fire gather and cover everything. Open his eyes. We need to open our eyes and see the power of God. Man can't do nothing except God allow him to do it. Even your enemy can't touch you except God allow him to touch you.
You're right.
You got to know who's in control. We just a drop in the bucket. The whole nation is just a drop in the bucket.
You're right, Pastor.
Watch this now. Like a little dust. You know a little sprinkle of dust? Y'all, you know, y'all like a little dust. You know, a little dust. That's all it is. People down there just like a little dust on a banner. Won't even banners. He's scared. Y'all get some little flour and just, you know, sprinkle like that. Just a little dust. That way, God trying to say, man, look to him. Just a little dust out there. I'm afraid of you. Dust? Can't threaten God. He God. That means God wants to trust him. He'll take care of you if you trust him. God Almighty. He can do what he wants to do. Lord have mercy. So Paul, where you stopped off at? 15? Well, Paul, what I want you to do now, I want you to jump to 17 and 18. We ain't in no hurry. Tell your neighbors, he ain't in no hurry now.
He ain't in no hurry.
All right, okay. Read, Paul.
All nations.
Watch this.
Before him are as nothing.
God Almighty.
And they are counted to him less than nothing.
And
vanity.
Y'all see that now? All nations before him is as what? Nothing. Let that soak in. Don't read so fast. As what?
Nothing.
Nothing for nothing. Leave.
Nothing.
I'm trying to get you to see. God not stretching his head worrying about Russia, America, nobody else. I got everything under my control. God Almighty. Less than nothing. Read on, Paul.
To whom?
Listen.
Then will ye liken God?
Mm-hmm.
Or what likeness will ye compare unto him?
How can you make a God? Huh? How can you make a God and worship him? You don't even know how God looks. Let me tell you. Now, one reason, if you don't watch yourself, you'll try to have some image of God.
All right.
The closer we know now, I said what we know. According to the Bible, Moses saw more than God than anybody.
All right.
And God can show his front part. I don't know his front from his back, but God can show his front part.
All right.
Moses was some prophet, y'all, I promise you.
That's right.
Yeah. Lord, let me see you. How you look? He said, boy, you can't see me. If you see me, you're going to die. Moses was a faithful servant. He said, but I tell you what, Now, I'll let you see my back part. And what I want you to do, now, when my back part, now, I want you to get in the cliff of them rocks. Get between them rocks. And then you get between them rocks, them big old rocks over there. Because when I come by, if nobody hold you, you're going to fall dead. Get between them rocks, because when I pass by, you don't know what's going to come by there. I'm going to show you my back part. When he came by, that's what kept him standing. Just when he came by with his back part, the rocks had to hold him up. I bet the rock was shaking. Hurry up, get by, God. Hurry up and get by. Now watch this now. Watch this. Now God, if you notice God, God didn't allow Moses to draw up nothing about his back part. He didn't put this in the Bible about how he looked, his backside. Look, why? Y'all know why? Because we'll have all of him everywhere, in the church, nowhere in our house. Look back. What is that? That's God's back part.
Catalog number 12.
If you don't watch yourself, you'll start to worship God's back part.
That's right.
God fixed it where he didn't tell nobody how he looked. We got to know who God really is. Bless his holy name. So nobody never saw God. Moses closer than anybody we ever saw. Ever heard about how he saw his back part. And God, we got to talk about how folks get trees and, watch this now, get trees and make an image of him. Cut tree limbs and get all kind of little images. Build. Just have an image. Even have a tree image. And put gold around it. Get a goldsmith and put gold all around the tree. Cut it down with the root and put a statue up there. And then get to worshiping. Watch this. You worship something can't talk, can't walk, ain't got no feeling, got eyes and can't see. Folk will worship anything. Can I say y'all this before I go? Y'all, we got to be careful too. We got our little stuff. And if you don't watch yourself, you'll worship your little stuff. You'll worship your stuff. Don't put nothing before God. When you get hungry, your stuff can't feed you. When you get sick, the stuff can't be no doctor for you. When you get lonely, you ain't got nobody to keep you company but Jesus. There's a lonely that man can have. Can't nobody help him but Jesus Christ. Oh, bless his holy name. So, Paul, where you stopped off at? 17 or 18?
18.
18. Now, Paul, jump to 21 for me. And 22. Yeah, we just about to close.
Have ye not known?
Watch this now.
Have ye not heard?
Yeah.
Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth?
God Almighty, read on, Paul.
It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth.
Listen.
And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers.
God Almighty.
That stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in.
Watch what God's saying. I stretched out the heaven like I wanted, like a curtain. Y'all saw a curtain when you spread them out? That way the cloud is to God. Think about that, all them clouds up there. I stretched out heaven like I wanted. Watch this now. Then he said, inhabit of it, talking about us down here and everything in it, it's just like what? Grasshoppers. Grasshoppers. God trying to show you how big he is and how small we are. We number a little grasshopper to God. I'll get even with everybody. I want you to get even with somebody. You ain't number a grasshopper.
All right.
Can I say that just? I can give me some real kill to kill you. Black flag, anything. ain't nothing but grasshoppers. I'm God. You got to know who God is compared to us. We ain't hitting on nothing compared to God. But we got to bow down to him. But what I love about the Lord, through Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ, is something else happened there. And all of that he said, we grasshoppers. Yeah, yeah. But thank God I'm a hop for him.
All right.
We ain't nothing but dust, but thank God I'm a product of that dust. When you've been born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb, you can talk to this great big old God with all of the other folks there. He knows you when you bow down to him. That's one thing about the Lord. He ain't getting mixed up with no prayers. I know who you are. I know my children. I don't care how many down here, you can get his attention. Ain't you glad that you can get his attention? All and everything down here. Oh, there are plenty of things down. But God will hear you. Reverend Walker, I know. Reverend Walker, I don't believe. I said he will hear you.
All right.
But Reverend Walker, I said he will hear you. All these other folk, Reverend Walker, but he will hear you. You got to have faith in this right here. We got to have faith that God listened at my prayer. He know our prayer. He know you personally.
Amen. You're right.
Oh boy. No more time, but watch this. Watch this. He said, I know every string of hair in your head. Watch this now. By what? Computer can't touch that. Watch this. I know every grain of sand on the sea by. That's blow out of mind. I know you personally. Why, Reverend Walker? Because you my child. And if you are not my child, I know the devil children too for mine, but yet still I'm trying to get you to see a point. God will hear you. Don't let the devil mess you up. God ain't paying you no attention. God paying you some attention. He wants you to stop praying. You keep on praying. God know you're there. Sometimes he tests our faith out. To see, we're going to keep on calling him. He heard you the first time.
Go ahead.
Do you really want me to help you? Keep on calling me.
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm not hard of hearing. I'm just testing you out. Sometimes we may go through our trials and our tests. Sometimes we may need something. Sometimes we say, Lord, do you hear me? You didn't answer my prayer.
Amen.
Watch this now. See, sometimes God got to test you. Watch how some of us, because we never been to hospital, never been hungry, and you'll find yourself, I know the Lord will make a way. I know the Lord said, let's see. I mean, let's see. The Lord will test you out. The Lord said, I'm going to let you get hungry for a few weeks, a few months, and see what you keep on trusting me. We don't trust God just because we got some things, because God may take your thing. But we trust God for who he is. For who he is. He God by himself. I'm finna go now. Y'all be glad. Can I say that, y'all? Y'all be glad God shook you all. this morning. I said you ought to be glad about it.
Yes, sir. Glory.
He didn't have to shake us and still been justified. So many laid down last night, didn't get up this morning. But oh, by his grace, by his grace and his mercy, he shook you. You see a brand new day. We ought to get up and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We owe it all to the Lord. I said we owe it all to him. And to him he paid it all. We owe it all to him. We owe it all to him. He God. Don't you never think you by yourself. When you're trying to please God, God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, you're going to be tested. Yes, you're going to be tried. But stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Let us all stand. My time run out. And just let me say this before everybody leave. God know who you are. We'll say that and go on where on next Sunday. He know who you are. Now, he know if you saved. He know if you lost. Don't run from him. Please don't. Please don't run from him. He love you. If you lost, he calling you. Come before it's too late. Come give your life to Christ before it's too late. He know you. He know you. He know what you're running from. But it's nothing like being a child of God. He have it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Don't never run from it. Please don't. All down the road, you're going to need Jesus. You may not need him right now, but Mary and Joseph had to go back and get Jesus because they were on their way home. One day, we're going to be on our way home. Not this home here, but another home. And if you haven't given your life to Christ as your Savior, you go into a home, but not the one you want to go. Jesus come down here at us. That's his Father's business, is to come get us. It could be up to us to accept him or turn him down. Please don't turn him down. Give your life to Christ. This is the word of God. Give your life to Christ. Why? You got a chance. Your chance ain't going to be always now. I know you seem like you're healthy. Everything going fine with you. Got a good job and all that. But one day, all that going to fade away. The Bible says, what did it profit a man if he gained the whole world and then lose his own soul? You're going to need Jesus. You're going to need him. Will there be one, another? Anybody want to come by Christian experience by letter, you may come. The doors of the church is open. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Will there be another one? Will there be another? While I talk to this sister, you may come. Will there be another?
Pastor Walker, we have one candidate.